Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
I don't know about you, but guys, I get a little weary down here sometime and thinking about all the junk that I got to go through, all the junk that my family go through. I mean, my family just such turmoil going on and things around, people dying. But you know what? When I settle down here, listen to this, verse 18. Amen. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Don't worry about your current physical situation. He already told us this body is dying. He is not going to do anything with this body. He is going to give you a new body that's going to be like His. Wow. So I tell you, all my ailments that I got going on, my wife, she's in so much pain. My mom, I call her, she's in pain. But one day,
amen. Praise God.
No more pain. One day, we'll be caught up in the air and ever be with Him. And I think Nate sealed it in 1 Corinthians. Let's go right back there. Verse 58. Well, I'm telling you, we better get there. We better get there. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, he's talking to the saved, be ye steadfast. That means always ready to go. He always tell you, be ready to give an answer for the hope that lieth in you.
Yes.
Be steadfast. Be ready. You looking for, see somebody unsaved and you see somebody going the wrong way, be ready. I'll give you a quick story here. I hope they don't, my family don't hear this. But my niece was trying to live the holy life.
Yeah.
You know, she had a kid, and then she said she's going to abstain. But then as the weeks went by, the months went by, the call of that lust overcame her, and now she's having sex. Outside of marriage. I don't care. The TV screens make it look pretty. They dress it up, play the music.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
Sex outside of anything outside of marriage, sex outside is wrong.
Yeah.
The world got us thinking that it's right.
Yeah.
But it's wrong. So my mama set her down and said, hey, you know, this is wrong. You shouldn't be doing this. My mama said she looked at her with such demon-possessed eyes and ran out of the house crying and went and told her mom, which is my sister. And my sister came back and told my mom, why are you disciplining my child? She's grown. She's given the words of life, telling you what you're doing wrong. But this is what it takes for Christians, folks. The world is not going to like us. When we tell somebody they're in sin, that flesh on the inside is going to fight because he wants to hold on to doing the junk. But why? I love my mama. She gave her the words of truth and she stood fast. And my sister told my mom she should apologize. You know what my mom said? I will not apologize for the truth.
Praise God.
Woo! She was standing. And look, she was unmovable.
Amen.
Unmovable.
The devil takes his message to the street.
That's exactly. Always. That's it. I was so proud to hear my mama, and my mama didn't tell me that because she know I, you know, get all upset and stuff, but she didn't move. My sister said, Mom, say, I will not apologize. I was so happy, and I thought about this verse. She was steadfast. She was quick to tell her to sin. She was unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as we know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
That's a pretty strong verse, you know.
Yes.
Mark,
yeah.
It says, always.
Always.
Abounding.
Always abounding.
If we wouldn't do that, we wouldn't have time to sin.
That's right. We wouldn't have time to sin. But always abounding. I will
go with, sleep at night, we have a dream.
That's right. That's right. So we can take confidence knowing that a great change is going to take place. The Bible says this flesh must put on, this mortal must put on immortality. That means life forever.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.